Hey, it's Dr. Snake here. Recently, I went over a Bronze Age burial mound, an ancient site. They're known as tumuli in the plural or tumulus in the singular. And you'll find on Ordnance Survey maps, that's how they're marked, tumuli, tumulus. And this is one of the places where I do quite a lot of the workings, the ritual work. But it's a really, go there during the day. It's atmospheric. It's worth, having a walk. It's a fairly long old walk to get there. But so it was a Sunday a few weeks ago, despite being, sort of still winterish. It was pretty warm day, so it was nice. So I went over there and through the trees, you can just see this mound, which is, it's not super big or anything like that. I'm sure it was in Bronze Age times, you see, because the area is full of trees, and these were, more like pine trees, and these were actually planted going back to the 1920s. So before that, it would have been large heathland, large sprawling area. And I think there's a number of Bronze Age burial mounds in the vicinity, but this one in particular, this would have been a lot bigger, a lot more, impressive long ago. But due to rains and the general erosion, you get, it's just a sort of small mound. You can just walk up it and stand on top of it. But yeah, so this is like, because it's basically what I would see as a place of power. It was once a sacred site. Who honestly knows what they were used for by presumably the ancient Britons? But it's archaeologists don't really know. They call them burial mounds. Yeah, they may well have. I believe they found, remains, skeletons, things like that. But they're not convinced. To them, it's like, well, yeah, maybe they were, but they were used for something else. And clearly that would have been whatever the magical practices, magico-religious practices of ancient Britons. And so there's something about it. And if you've got an interest in what people call ley lines, leys, I call them old straight tracks. During the 70s, people said they were energy lines and things like that. Well, that's kind of debunked, but who knows? But it's more, I think the general idea now is that they, these old leys, old straight tracks were, and they're across the world as well. But I'm talking about in Britain. So this particular place is just in Norfolk. It's up from Suffolk, where I live, and there's a village called Croxton. And then you go a ways into the countryside from there, and you find it, and it's your nearest town is called Thetford. So you'd say that was South Norfolk. So that's the location. But these old straight tracks lines, they crisscrossed the country, and it's also the same across the world. And I think, the general consensus now amongst researchers that have really got to it quite scientifically is that they were probably to do with shamanism, that it was the spirit paths of out-of-body experiences. And even if you're a bit skeptical and thought, no, it's more just a trance state, like a dreaming state, but still they traversed the landscape, even if it wasn't, sort of literally. So these, but who really knows with the nature of reality in the end? But basically, the thought is that these were the traveling paths for out-of-body experiences of shamans. And ancient Britain had shamans, across the world. So they're kind of a place of power. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, some places really do have a strong atmosphere, and this one is, reasonably strong. It's kind of one of those places most people wouldn't really notice, unless they knew. So that's quite like it for that reason. But anyway, so the other Sunday, I thought, well, I'll go over there. And as I say, that's, some of you may know that's one of the locations I use for the magical work. And so I was there and I thought, well, I'll kind of like, for want of a better term, channel the energy, see if I could find something going on, because archaeologists, all they can really say, Bronze Age burial mounds, tumuli, they not much else to say, really. So anyway, yeah, so I did that. I went up on the top of it and kind of channeled, somehow sort of went into a kind of trance, and then kind of put my consciousness, or tried to meld it with the location and the mound. And so doing this for a little while, and then eventually I did start getting visionary stuff. And what I kind of saw, it was in a trance state, was this rushing, what I saw as serpent, a large serpent flying through the trees, and on these old straight tracks. And and then at some point, it was large, and it just kind of whooshed right into me standing on the mound. And I felt this kind of sensation, of real energy. Whole thing was going through me. And there was quite a lot. It was almost like it was an information exchange, because we talk, I'm talking, when I say information, obviously we're partly thinking of internet and, the whole sort of data, that the whole world, it's an information economy. But in a way, it always was, because information has always been the key. And so I felt, to me, it was, I got this rush of information. It was very visionary, it was very fast, and you almost got these quick kind of visions of this ancient way of going on. And it's not something you could really, put into words in a very logical fashion, but it did, information, with information comes some form of knowledge, and it's a sort of unspoken knowledge. And yeah, so yeah, it was a very powerful kind of experience, which backs up the idea of old straight tracks and ley lines, if you wish to call it that, spirit tracks. And and so yeah, it is a powerful place. And also I must add that when you read about old straight tracks, and in some parts of the world they're called serpent lines, so it was the way of the serpent. And in Britain, England, and all over, then if you think back historically, Anglo-Saxon times, there was the worm, and the worm was spelt WYRM, WYRM, worm, and that kind of was almost like a dragon or a large serpent. And so it also in Northern Europe and Britain, there's this idea of serpents, so these that inhabit the landscape, and probably not literally, although the legends have all sorts of stuff that sounds very literal. But and so this whatever it was seemed to just distinctly remember it, this rushing force through to his great power, and woof, and it's almost, oh, it's right into me. And yeah, and so then, when that was all done, I kind of wondered. It was a kind of the state, the mind state that I was in, walking back a fair old ways to where I'd got my car parked. Yeah, it was a very sort of profound feeling. Sun was shining. It was very, sort of a kind of oneness. So it was very, very, it was interesting anyway. And this serpent force, as I would see it, it's kind of one of the ancient mysteries, I suppose. But yeah, the ancient world, when you actually look back, and these Bronze Age burial mounds in this vicinity, going down to where I am in Suffolk and towards London, there's quite a lot of tumuli mounds. And a little bit more towards London into Essex, there's some really quite impressive mounds that are still big. And it's thought that they were actually a bit more recent, sort of Romano-Celtic times. So, you know, you'd say around around, well, more or less zero, bit before, bit after AD or Common Era, depending what you prefer. About a couple of thousand years old. And whether they were built on a previous kind of, you know, really ancient site, it's difficult to say, but these are quite impressive. There's a little village there and church go down path, and you've got these, you know, you just don't expect it, mounds, and not much is made of it. You know, it's not like a touristy attraction, which Stonehenge, for example, is just massive tourist place. You know, it's just packed out. You can't touch the stones anymore because of erosion and whatnot. But it's like it's almost lost, you know, everything it had. And at one time, it was highly atmospheric because I read a book. I forget what it was, but basically the guy, you know, he was older. He maybe wrote it in the 70s, but when he was young, he lived in Wiltshire near Stonehenge, and he used to go and play where the stones were, and there was not much ado made about Stonehenge. So, you know, he got the full atmosphere. So in the book, he says, you know, it was this kind of ominous feeling and yet same time inspiration, you know, very powerful place, Stonehenge, but it's now kind of lost because just this onslaught of tourists. Obviously, there's less of them with the or none probably with the COVID business going on, but normally it's, you know, coaches packed out, pay to wander about there and things, and so it's gone. So in a sense, when you're anyone like me that's kind of very interested in the ancient mysteries, you seek out, using Ordnance Survey maps, these out of the way places that no one ever goes. But anyway, so that's it for now. That just thought I would relate this kind of, you know, serpent force story at Bronze Age burial mound. So I'm out of here and I'll see you later.